Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 1st of June, and another sunny morning on 31 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says intervals of clouds and sunshine, and over the night rather cloudy, with temperatures from lower 29 to high 40, with heat index on 45 degrees Celsius. Chance on precipitation is on 25%. Winds from southwest at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 46%. We might have some rain on Sunday because the forecast predicts thunderstorms. Resident Assembly Service informs us that 80% of 243 residents approved the new town planning proposal. 243 registered residents voted over the past 2 weeks in favor of a proposal to restructure town planning in Orville, ratifying it for implementation in the community. The voting process, conducted by the Resident Assembly Service, ended up at 2 p.m. on May 27th and gave voters the chance to vote either online or on paper. The proposal is made up of three parts: a new way of organizing the Town Development Council, a set of planning principles to guide the way that we plan, and a terms of reference to help planners to work. Orville Council shares the following with us: that after 1 year and a half community process, the Orville Council endorses the Orville Learning Activities, ALA, guidelines for a trial period of 1 year. The trial period starts on 1st of July, when the ALA coordination group take up their work. During the whole trial period, the group welcomes feedback, inputs and co-creation for the benefits of larger community. The objectives given in 2015 to ALA subgroup members, namely Vikram, Dania, Dominic, Guy, Joster, Daniel and Lara, were: promote the growth of the non-formal learning sector in Orville, promote and encourage communication, sharing and collaboration, encourage practices in tune with the ideals of Orville, ensure these activities abide by the laws of Government of India. The finalized guidelines for this point in time have been presented in general meeting on 29th of April. Several meetings and interactions with stakeholders were conducted throughout the last year. The implementation phase will be facilitated, coordinated by the Orville Learning Activity Coordination Group, and this group is being constituted by Dania, Dominic and Daniel from ALA subgroup, by Heis, Manas, Mike and Sheba. Because more people showed interest to be part of it, the final constitution of the group will be announced in July when the Orville Learning Activity Coordination Group starts their work. Resident Assembly shares a report with us saying that on 11th of May an information sharing general meeting was held where the entry task group presented their proposed changes to the entry policy. After this general meeting, the Orville Council, the Working Committee and the ETG together with the Resident Assembly Service discussed and prepared timeline of next steps, and there are 7 more steps to be taken before the entry service can resume accepting new applications. And those steps are: asking some questions to the community, seeking inputs which will go towards the creation of the draft of the policy that will be presented to the community for ratification from 30th of May to 30th of June. Publishing the proposed amended entry policy 2017 for community feedback, integrating the feedback and announcing the general meeting from 3rd of July to 7th of August. Holding the general meeting and presenting the integrated entry policy for a resident assembly decision-making process on 21st of August. Starting the resident assembly decision-making process from 28th of August until 11th of September. Announcing the outcome of resident assembly decision-making process on 12th of September. Selecting the new entry board, if the community accept the entry board as an amendment, 15th of September to 13th of October. And finally, opening entry service to new application on 16th of October 2017. We are invited to answer some questions on this topic, and the feedback period will run 2 weeks until Wednesday, June 14. Orville Institute of Applied Technology signed MOU with 6 companies in Tamil Nadu and Pondicherry to be partner for industry stipends for 96 students under the dual system of training. Or will youth have a unique opportunity to learn technology in various disciplines in the dual system of training at Orville Institute of Applied Technology? They are able to convince companies such as Oreca, Sunlit Future, Grace Infrastructure, a company associated with Sri Aurobindo Ashram, GT Electronics and APASAMI to be partner at IAT in training under the dual system. Under this system, the training is alternately conducted by at IAT and at industrial site. Students of IAT will learn on project soft and technical skills in applying technology used in the manufacturing process, such as engine drawings with AutoCAD, turning, drilling, filling, CNC, and etc. The training at industrial site would be on machines used for manufacturing. The course's duration for filter, electronics, and draftsman mechanics is 2 years, and the education is going far beyond the prescribed syllabus for the ITI level. IAT is inviting all youngsters who have passed 10-time examination to join the dual system of training. The Ministry for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship has recently introduced this system in 16 trades affiliated to TunisiVT. During on-site training period, students will get a stipend as per government rule, 4,500 rupees per month and 6,000 rupees per month. In the first year, students are trained for 7 months at IAT and for 5 months at the industrial site. In the second year, it is 8 and 4 months respectively. The dual system of training is popular in European countries such as Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and other as well as few Asian countries. IAT offers regular courses of 1 and 2 years duration affiliated to NECVT in computer hardware and networking, welder, electronics, mechanics, fitter, draftsman civil, draftsman mechanics, and finance executives with STALI. For 10th fail students, they are offering a course in domestic electrician with government certificate. And here are announcements on the closing due to the summer on renovation work. The Matri Mandir team informs us that Matri Mandir will be closed to visitors for urgent renovation and repair work from 5th of June to 5th of July. And they will reopen for visitors concentration from 6th of July onward. The booking services by phone, email and the visitor center booking office will remain closed from 4th of June until 4th of July. The visitor center and the Matri Mandir viewing point will remain open as usual from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. only. For Orvillians, concentration will be possible from 6 to 8 a.m. and from 5:30 to 8 p.m. only. But we might encounter some scaffolding and maintenance equipment on our way to inner chamber. Darkali Fitness Track is closed until 3rd of June. The Ashakti Gym and Fitness Center will remain closed between 5th of June to 10th of June for summer repair and annual cleanup. Downtown Orville Main Road will be closed from... It's already closed and it will be closed until further notice because they need to redo the 10-year-old oven. But Downtown Easier will stay open during this period. La Piscine is closed and they will reopen on Monday 5th of June at noon. Orville Bakery will be closed on Friday 9th and Saturday 10th and we need to pick up our Friday order on Thursday 8th of June. They will resume with service from Monday 12th of June. Saya is gonna hold an air auction. They have a collection of unserviceable items lying as a scrap under 6 categories. So they will put an open tender for each category on Friday 16th of June at 10:30 a.m. and they invite all the parties to be at Sire's storeroom in Odavi School at 10 a.m. on 16th of June. At Ecofilm Club in Sadana Forest, they will screen tomorrow at 7 p.m. Tinaravian, Imadivan, Companions, Made in Mali with English subtitles. The film was made in 2008 by Independent Limited. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. Russian drama, Time to Be Happy, made in Russia in 2008 and directed by Dmitry Korokin. On Saturday, international drama, Sophie and the Rising Sun, made in USA in 2016 by writer and director Maggie Greenwald. On Sunday, 4:30 p.m., children's film animation, A Warrior's Tale, made in Russia in 2015, and directed by Alexander Chistiako. at 8 p.m. at Wim Wenders Film Festival is still going on, and this Sunday we will see drama The American Friend, made in Germany in 1977. The mother wrote on 25th of June in 1963, "Be honest toward yourself, no self-deception. Be sincere toward the divine, no bargaining in the surrender. Be straightforward with humanity, no pretense and show." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on auravilleradio.org.